Well, what's up? It's Michelle Monza, a.k.a. the M Nation, baby.
It's M Nay-Nay.
And you're listening to Power FM on 90.3. Hit all day.
Working under serious pressure to deliver a credible August poll. President Hakainde Hichilema says the commencement of shaft sinking works at Lumumba Mine signifies increasing investor confidence in Zambia. In international news, at least 20 people fear death after boat capsizes on Uganda's Ngwese River. In sports news, Power Dynamos close in on title and Mines United sink deeper into trouble. Up front and reliable news every day, my name is Sue Langdon Malinga. Governor's expert Isaac Monza says the Electric Commission of Zambia, ECZ, is working under serious pressure to deliver a credible 2026 general election, pointing ongoing efforts to align the Electoral Act to the new Constitution Amendment Act No. 13. Mr. Monza has, however, warned of potential legal challenges if the government proceeds with the current proposed amendments in the Electoral Process Act bill. Speaking on a political podcast, Mr. Monza highlighted concerns regarding the timing and procedures for submitting lists for proportional representation steps, noting that while a previous draft required political parties to submit their list of 20 women, 15 youths, and 5 persons with disabilities before the election, the bill currently before Parliament suggests these lists be submitted after the polls. Mr. Monza argued that contesting an election without established candidates is problematic and could lead to significant legal disputes. He indicated that his consortium has already raised these concerns before the parliamentary committee and expressed a readiness to challenge the law in court if it remains unchanged. He warned that going into August elections will risk it poses to the credibility of the electoral process. In a separate development, President Hakainde Hichilema has emphasized that the commencement of shaft sinking works at Lumumba Mine in Chimabombwe signifies increasing investor confidence in Zambia as a prime business destination and highlights the nation's commitment to be open to investment. The head of state has therefore held this development as a significant advancement for Zambia's mining sector and overall economic growth. President Hichilema has commended the partnership behind the Lumumba Mine project, highlighting its anticipated benefits beyond copper production, such as technology transfer, skills development, infrastructure expansion, and job creation. In addition, President Hichilema urged the mine's management to effectively implement the local content policy to boost the involvement of Zambian suppliers, contractors, and workers. Once fully developed, the Lumumba Mine project is expected to rank among Zambia's leading copper producers. In another development, President Hakainde Hichilema has commended workers across the country for their resilience, discipline, and contribution to national development on the eve of Labor Day. In a message to the nation, President Hakainde Hichilema paid special tribute to nurses, teachers, and civil servants for their dedicated service. The head of state also recognized the informal and formal sector players for their role in driving the country's economy. President Hichilema has further urged citizens to embrace innovation, patriotism, unity, and hard work as Zambia moves towards a 24-hour economy. He has also called for industrial harmony through dialogue, mutual respect, and adherence to workplace safety standards. President Hichilema has since expressed confidence that through collective effort, Zambia will achieve greater prosperity. In a separate development, a 41-year-old man of Mawaya compound in Kalomo district has died suddenly after collapsing at a nearby drinking place. The victim, identified as Sam Zulu, is said to have complained of feeling unwell earlier in the morning of April 29, 2026, left home and went to the premises. According to a report made by his niece, Memo Remusune, The deceased asked to use the toilet and went to a grass-thatched bathroom shelter, but he did not return. The owner later checked on him and found him lying unresponsive on the floor. Southern Province Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo confirmed the development, saying officers who visited the scene found no visible injuries on the body. Preliminary inquiries indicate that Mr. Zulu had been suffering from epilepsy, which may have contributed to his death. The body is in the mortuary awaiting post-mortem, while police have opened an inquiry. In international news, United States Deputy Secretary of State Christopher Landau reiterated Washington's support for Morocco's sovereignty over Western Sahara in Rabat, urging a swift resolution to a conflict that has been ongoing since 1975. The U.S. reaffirmed its support for Moroccan sovereignty over Southern Sahara on Wednesday during a meeting between Landau and Anata Baruta, Morocco's Minister of Foreign Affairs. Morocco is pushing an autonomy proposal for the region that would give Western Sahara autonomy over social and economic policy, budget and taxation, while Rabat would retain control over foreign relations, the judiciary and currency. Still in international news, search and rescue operations were underway in Western Uganda on Wednesday after a boat capsized on the Mbusa River with at least 20 people feared dead. More than 30 people were on board when the vessel went down the previous evening. 8 survivors have been found and are receiving medical treatment. Authorities have urged victims' relatives to come forward. Marine police in Kigali District have launched an inquiry into the cause of the accident. They said possible factors include overloading, night travel and boat condition. According to media reports, the locally made canoe capsized was loaded with bugs of charcoal. The region has seen a number of boat accidents in recent years, particularly in Lake Victoria. Hundreds of people died when a passenger ferry sunk on the Tanzanian side of the lake in 2018. Now, Dynamo has moved to the brink of the MTN Super League title after a commanding 2-0 victory over Zanaco. We take a short break and return shortly with the sports story in detail.
More news still to come on Power FM. That is your number one hit station. They do give you the best voices. Samia and the voices. Offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Take a magic ring on 260-961-690-486.